Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as we're going to take a look at the world-changing energies of Pluto, as Pluto makes important transits from 2022 until 2024. We're going to talk about the significance of these years, some of the themes and energies that will be in play, as well as two milestones that are occurring over these years, over this period of time. So when we talk about Pluto, we are looking at deep transformational energies. These are associated with evolutionary growth, permanent changes, permanent endings. This is where there is a slow metamorphosis that unfolds. It happens over a period of time. It's often not a fast experience. Pluto wants us to go deep into the energies. What's in the underbelly? What's under the surface? What's happening below? And it's from understanding what's happening at these deeper levels that we're able to then transform them and to move them forward. Now, there's a lot to say about Pluto energies. And if you're interested in learning more, I recommend books by Jeffrey Green, Mark Jones, Stephen Forrest, and Donna Cunningham. Each of these astrologers has written specific books on Pluto, which will help you go deeper into the energy for yourself. So this applies to your natal Pluto, as well as transiting Pluto. And as Pluto is now transiting through the final degrees of Capricorn, this is where the energies are showing up for each of us individually, as well as collectively. I also recommend the book by Donna Cunningham called Healing Pluto Problems. I believe it was written in the mid-1980s, and she incorporates a lot of wisdom around Pluto energies in a natal chart, as well as those plutonic themes. And she also gives you insights into how to work with the energies. So again, the professional astrologers who have written books on Pluto can assist you with understanding this energy more for you at a personal level. And then in this particular podcast episode, we're going to talk about the collective energies here, as well as the two important Pluto events that are happening between 2022 and 2024. So I wanted to give you resources and information to understand this energy more and perhaps make some more connections around what you're experiencing or what may unfolding for you as we move through these very powerful years. Now, we can identify what Pluto stirs up, but it's also important to remember that Pluto moves us forward. There are gifts with Pluto, powerful gifts, where we learn to be in our power, to own our energy, to understand more of our healing journey. We raise our consciousness. We understand more of our sense of self. We understand more of the themes that we've been experiencing, especially at a collective level. So with transiting Pluto in Capricorn, we've really been going into more around our own authority, our own energetic mastery. What does it mean to stand strong in yourself? What does it mean to understand more of what you're capable of, your responsibilities, where you make commitments, and how you show up in the world? So these are energies that we're each working with at an individual level. And yet, as Pluto has transited through Capricorn since 2008, we've also had a lot of upheavals and big, powerful endings and transformations around the Capricorn areas of our life, which are not only about our individual experiences, but the collective experiences of authority figures, politics, government, business, Wall Street, institutions, the parts of our society that have a structure, that have been built upon certain principles and hierarchies. Now these energies have been deeply examined, investigated, and will be reworked for years to come as Pluto continues through Capricorn and enters Aquarius. Now, what we can do when we think about Pluto is look back on what has changed as Pluto has changed signs. And I like to reference the time period between 1995 to 2008 when Pluto was in Sagittarius. And as Pluto moved through Sagittarius, Sagittarius expands, it grows, it can exaggerate and amplify. It wants us to learn and see a bigger perspective. At that time, there was a big expansion around international travel and the ability to go to distant places, to travel to foreign lands. And as we look back on those years, we can also see the very deep permanent changes that Pluto made in our international travel experiences. Perhaps you can remember when you used to be able to go to the airport to pick someone up, you'd park your car and you'd walk to the gate. You would practically walk to where the plane allowed passengers to disembark. You'd hug them as they came off the ramp. You'd go to baggage claim together. Well, that all changed with additional security measures that were added after 2001, especially when we had the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. And during that period, that was a year when we saw Pluto in Sagittarius opposing Saturn in Gemini. And there's been a lot of astrology written about that opposition with Saturn in Gemini, Gemini being the twins, the Twin Towers in Manhattan. There's been a lot investigated and written about those energies. And so as Pluto transformed our travel experience permanently, it shifted that industry and those parts of our experiences. Of course, this is just one area that we're looking at here that applies to the Sagittarian themes. And typically, as Pluto churns slowly through an astrological sign, that's when the destruction is happening. That's when things are being permanently altered and shifted. And it's after Pluto moves out of that sign that the rebuilding can happen if there is a new structure or something new to rebuild, or it's where there's been a permanent change that has created the new standard or the new status quo. And I remember in 2007, 2008, when I was working in an office and I was watching how Pluto was about to enter Capricorn. And I don't know if you remember, but back then there were a ton of airlines and they weren't doing so well. They were struggling. And I remember saying during a lunch gathering, you know, a lot of these airlines are not going to make it. A lot of these airlines are probably going to go bust or have to do various mergers because the way that the travel industry has shifted, it's changed their business. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these airlines were shut down. And I said that at lunch and people rolled their eyes at me. They were like, you're crazy. That doesn't make any sense. Well, do you remember Continental Airlines? Do you remember Northwest Airlines? There was US Airways, and there were also many mergers. For example, Alaska Airlines buying Virgin America. And you can look at this from a longer timeline where there have always been mergers between airlines. There's always that part of the business that's being negotiated and happening. But there was a significant increase in these mergers and airlines no longer being sustainable. And this is one way that Pluto in Sagittarius shifted and changed our experience of travel. That's because when Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008, Capricorn is the reality check. Capricorn is where we say, this is working, this is not working, this is not a good business model, this is not solid, there's too much risk here. The financials aren't adding up. This business plan is not proving itself, and so on. So the Capricorn energy takes a realistic assessment of what is operating well and what's supporting the business and what is not. And so we saw how Pluto in Sagittarius, as I said, shifted travel and international travel permanently. And now we've been riding through the shifting permanent changes of Pluto in Capricorn. That's showing us what is efficient, what is strong, and what is working in these Capricorn domains. Now, the other thing that occurs is that as Pluto changes signs, it will also provide some type of serious information, message, or energetic check to what has been unfolding undercover while Pluto is in the previous sign. Here's my example. We're all aware that in 2008, we had the big housing crash. And that occurred astrologically when Pluto moved into Capricorn. Now, that's when it came out. That's when it hit. That's when it was a big deal. But it had already been an issue and a big problem under the surface, undercover. It just wasn't seen yet. Pluto works undercover. Pluto is digging up what we can't quite see, but we're sensing it, we're feeling it. And so that housing market crash was when there was an expansion of credit, of money, of home buying. There were the McMansions. There was a lot happening, a lot that was related to Sagittarius, which is the go big, spend a lot, get a huge credit line, take out the most loan money you can, buy as many houses as you can. That's Sagittarius. And then as Pluto goes into Capricorn, Capricorn says, you can't pay for this. You don't have the money to sustain this lifestyle. And that's when the crash happened. And I remember it because I was having dinner with some friends of mine, Jeff and Megan, who owned a mortgage company. And it was in September, I believe September 2008. And Jeff's phone wouldn't stop ringing. So they just got back from a trip to Italy. We were talking about what they saw, what they experienced, all the good food. And Jeff had to keep taking a call. All these calls kept coming in. And he came back and he'd sit down. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, my industry is like crashing right now or something. Something big is really happening. And he had to leave the table because it was too much, very stressed out. And of course, looking back, I can see more of what was happening. But at the time, it was really hard to understand. It was really hard to know what was going on. But the thing about it is, this wasn't new energy. It just wasn't seen yet. Again, under the surface, stuff that we're not quite aware of. And maybe we're sensing it. Pluto is what you are actually intuitively sensing before you have proof, before you have the details or the particulars. And so the housing crash, it didn't just happen. It was already in play. There were already things occurring. This is very important to understand because as Pluto in Capricorn finishes up in Capricorn and then moves into Aquarius, we're going to have a similar theme where these businesses, these entities, institutions, political structures, government bodies have all been experiencing a very deep transformation. But again, maybe we're not seeing the details. We're not seeing the particulars yet, but we sense it. And we feel it. And so what we're having here over the next, we'll call it 3 to 4 years, we're going to finally see what is not working. It's going to come out, it's going to come forward, and it's happening in two separate events that are occurring between 2022-2024. So in 2022, we have the beginning of the Pluto return in the USA. This is happening at 27 degrees of Capricorn, 32 minutes, and it begins in February 2022. And then Pluto goes back and forth across this degree point into 2023. This Pluto return is very significant because of how long it takes Pluto to transit around the full zodiac, all 360 degrees. And this particular point is associated with the Declaration of Independence, as well as the American Revolutionary War. I have a separate playlist for you on YouTube going through these energies. There's 4 videos talking about the particulars and the various cycles that have unfolded throughout history. So you can check that out. But what we're looking at here is that the country is undergoing very big changes that are global, that are worldwide. And I know that you listen all over the world to this podcast. And so it's very much a collective energy, even if it is initiated in one part of the world, considering how connected we are these days. We're connected economically and financially. We're connected through various systems that all work together. And so it's never really separate. It's never just one country at this point. It's the world. And yet the energy is strongest as it pertains to the USA. And so what we have here is the American revolutionary energy that is coming up and going to be very strong and transformative. This energy is going to continue to challenge the government structures, the politics, the business, Wall Street, all these institutions, overarching structures that society has known, has trusted, and what we've relied upon. Pluto comes through and really looks at, is this strong enough? Is this really going where humanity's going? And if not, we need a new solution. We need new ways of working with this energy. And that's where the deeper renovation occurs. And that renovation is a nicer way of saying destruction. But that's something that Pluto does, is it destroys what is no longer appropriate or in resonance. It exposes where there have been betrayals, manipulations, lies, deceit, stealing, you know, all these parts of the human experience that can be secretive and clandestine. Pluto will expose it. So there is this energy of an expose of what is not truth or lower vibrating energies coming up, coming out. And this is working with the collective. Now, what's also interesting is that at this time, we're also going to see the ruler of Capricorn, which is Saturn, conjunct the moon in Aquarius at 27 degrees in the USA chart. It's at 27 degrees and 10 minutes. And so the moon in a chart like this is the public, is the families and those of us who are just going about our lives, going about our worlds. It's more of the personal energies of the people. And so Saturn sitting here brings in a reality check about our daily lives, about what is real, what is not, what is true, what is working, and what needs to change. So this is a very intense energy that is going to be strongest 2022 into 2023 as Pluto and Saturn both retrograde back and forth over the natal Pluto in Capricorn at 27 degrees 32 minutes and the natal moon at 27 degrees Aquarius 10 minutes. So this is significant. This is a big deal. That Pluto return is new energy for all of us. And there is a definite seriousness here around how our lives are changing. Now, as I speak about this, it's to share with you the astrology, to give you more insight into the potentials and possibilities, because we don't know how things are going to play out. We don't know the exact anything. With astrology, we understand the themes and the cycles. We get a heads up on the potentials and what's probable. But we're certainly not able to see it all or to play God or to have any of that kind of exact knowledge. Rather, what we're doing is looking at this is what's most likely coming. And therefore, what can I do to be in my power? What can I do to be in the higher octaves of that Pluto in Capricorn energy? Where can I be responsible? Where can I mitigate risk? Where can I be in control of what is correct for me and my family? What can I do now to perhaps prepare or just have a sense of calm, of safety? How can I take care of my nervous system? How can I be aware of what I need in myself at a physical level, spiritual level, emotional level? What you can do is be more self-aware, understand your own energy patterns, understand what you need, and Allow that to strengthen you. Allow that to be where you go while there is chaos, turmoil, big transformation unfolding. Because Pluto moves so slowly, we don't have immediate answers. We don't have immediate solutions, but we are opening to more of those solutions, more of what's possible. What can I do next? How can I be in a place of maturity with this energy and with this unknown territory that we're all moving through? Now, as Pluto continues through Capricorn, we've seen it testing various businesses. And I know I've talked about this before, but I think it's important to stay aware of that because there are various businesses, especially since 2020, that haven't been able to find their footing, haven't been able to rebuild, and they're going to continue to be tested as we move through the decade. This is a time of new business models, being creative, moving energy ahead to look at what's possible next, what will work, what will not work. We see it playing out now with the brick and mortar stores, where many of them have a stronger online platform than ever before. We see it with restaurants. We see it happening with various in-person experiences that have either been moved to online experiences or they've had to shut down. The bigger gift here, and I'm going to say gift, is that it can potentially redirect people to more of their own gifts, their spiritual path. It can disconnect them from any environments, roles, titles that aren't really their truth. Where, yes, maybe you've gone to school, you have an education and a degree and lots of experience in something that you're really good at, you're very adept, you can handle it. But it's not a passion. And you're made for more. You're made for the next step. You're ready for the next thing, whatever that might be. So keep in mind that we're made to keep going. And we're also made to grieve. And I think it's important to be emotionally truthful. It's okay to be sad about things as they end or they're no longer open. It's okay to miss your favorite store, your favorite restaurant. It's okay to grieve these big changes that are overwhelming at times that you don't have control over. And that can certainly be, you know, the loss of a job or the shift in something in your family. There's many ways this unfolds. We are made to grieve and we're also made to heal. We are made to heal. We are that strong. We're that strong, we're that capable, we get stronger, we keep going. So these are very big energies, and they're going to work with each of us differently while they work with us all collectively. So this Pluto return at 27 degrees, 32 minutes of Capricorn is that first milestone that's very significant. Now the second milestone that I mentioned is when Pluto enters Aquarius in late March 2023 and stays at 0 degrees of Aquarius for about 3 months and then moves back into Capricorn, goes back to 27 degrees of Capricorn, and then fully returns to 0 degrees of Aquarius in 2024. And then in 2024, it will go back into Capricorn again. So in 2024, it does a dance between Aquarius and Capricorn and back again, and then will end 2024 in Aquarius. And what happens when Pluto moves into a brand new astrological sign is that there's typically a significant event or something is realized. Just as I shared with you that example of 2008 when it changed signs between Sag into Capricorn, as it changed signs between Capricorn into Aquarius, we're going to have very big revelations come forward around what has truly been happening under the surface. And I get the image of the game Jenga. You know that game with the stacking cubes? And you pull out a cube and you hope it doesn't fall, and the next person pulls it out. Well, it's a tower. It's a Jenga tower. And the Jenga tower has been wobbly. And then at some point, the Jenga tower is going to fall over because enough of those cubes have been pulled out here for a number of years, but we've been holding on. And it's almost like it can be that impulsive reaction of trying to catch the falling Jenga tower, but there's too many pieces. There's too many pieces, they go everywhere. It's not possible to catch it. And so what we're going to see is that basically what has been deeply shifted, changed, renovated since 2008 is really going to be revealed over the next number of years. We're going to see more truths, more exposés, more secrets. We're going to have reality checks around the economy, around the financial markets. We're going to see more of the truth in government, in politics, in big business. Some of that's already been coming out. There's a lot that's been said around various stories and energies, but this is when there's going to be very powerful revelations. And as Pluto moves into Aquarius, Aquarius is the people, Aquarius is the collective and humanity. Aquarius also relates to the complex systems in our everyday lives. And it's the things that we all use. Well, Aquarius is the internet. Aquarius is technology. Aquarius is those apps on our smartphones. Aquarius is science, technology, engineering, space travel, space exploration. What's really going on that moon? What's really happening there on Mars? How do you just lose a rover? You know, some things don't just add up. So whatever has not been fully revealed, Pluto's not having it. You know, this is where Pluto is your ally. Pluto's like, this is a lie, or this is an untruth, or this isn't the full story. And Pluto says, here is what's been happening. Here is what you've been sensing, but maybe not seeing. So there's various ways any of this can happen. All of this can happen. When Pluto goes into Aquarius, it also will be testing social media. It will be asking us to look at the various systems that we rely on. And this is also related to the supply chains. This is related to the highways, traffic systems, the airport, and also places where we have collective experiences, the amusement parks, the stadiums, the concerts, the theaters. We've already seen how businesses have been tested since COVID. And a great example would also be movie theaters, where you could probably see it coming years ago when we all were able to start watching movies on our devices. That was the beginning of the end, essentially, of movie theaters, because how are you going to get people to have that experience, to pay for that experience when they can watch anything on their phone, on a tablet, anywhere they are? So movie theaters have been struggling, and that's one example of these Aquarius energies that are trying to figure out their own footing and their new foundation. Now, this is happening now because of Saturn in Aquarius. So we have Saturn moving through Aquarius before Pluto. And that means Saturn is the official, the expert, the one who is going to test this system. Is this working? No, it's not. This part of your balance sheet is not performing well. How are you going to change it? And then Aquarius has a lot of ideas, very smart, very much about thinking of new solutions, very creative. But Saturn says, well, that's not going to work. Or yes, that will work. So we have some decisions being made with this Saturn in Aquarius that's saying, okay, yes, you've got a green light. However, there's other businesses that have a yellow light or a red light. It's very interesting too about movie theaters, about how drive-in theaters have had a bit of a comeback, if you can find them still. And that's because people can go see a movie in their car, which has been important during COVID. But that's been an interesting little pop-up here for movie theaters, is that the drive-ins may be getting more business. But again, the writing's on the wall when people can watch anything at home or on their own devices. So movie theaters, you know, could be going the way of the dinosaurs. Same with the malls, especially here in America, perhaps also worldwide, because what you have are these very big changes related to where people can go. And Aquarius is about where people can go, where people go for experiences, where they go to be out in the world, to try something new, to try something different. And I did a separate show for you talking more about those Saturn and Aquarius energies, as well as how the energies are unfolding as we move through the early years of this decade. As I look at this astrology, one thing I recommend is don't put off something for 5 years or 10 years that you want to do with your kids, with your family, with your siblings, with your friends. You might think, oh, I'll do that in 4 years when I have XYZ. This is a time to do things sooner rather than later, where if you want to visit a particular theme park or go to a particular experience, move that up your calendar. Do it sooner rather than later, because we don't know what's going to shift permanently, what's going to close. And I know that can seem so bizarre to think that some of these bigger places might be shut down, but nothing is off limits with this astrology. Anything is possible. And we've seen it happen already with COVID, where we saw the big amusement parks closed. And those are the businesses that are probably struggling more than they're revealing, more than they're letting on. And that's something you want to be aware of, is that there's a lot that's not being disclosed, that's not being said, especially publicly. There's a lot that's happening behind the scenes. How do we rework this? How do we change our fees? How do we make sure we can pay our bills and take care of our operating costs? And that could be in addition to other issues, such as how Disney is undergoing multiple class action lawsuits. One of the most recent ones was about how workers should make a living wage. And so you have a lot of things going on right now that relate to employees, which is Aquarius, the business model, Capricorn, how they're working together, what is working, what's not. And what I'm seeing here, as Pluto moves into Aquarius, there will be endings. There will be shutdowns. There will be closures. There will be businesses that really have to restructure everything. And there are businesses that are going to thrive, that are already positioned to do so, who are ready for that next step. So know that there's always going to be successes, even when there are these closures or these failures. But part of that Pluto energy is asking us to go into new solutions, more powerful solutions. And that is one of the gifts of Pluto, is the recreation. What stays, what goes, how do we work with all these pieces now? What can fit? What will create something new for us to take forward? So again, don't put off anything that is important for you to experience with your loved ones, with your kids, with your parents. Make it a priority, because we don't know. We don't know, but the astrology suggests that there's going to be significant changes in our society, and that is part of the Aquarius energy. Now, as I talk about this, I realize that it's bringing our collective consciousness to these years. And we are powerful, we are creators, and together we collectively create an energy. And so what I would invite you to do at this time is to envision the years 2021 to 2025. I added some buffer years there. You can visualize them as a calendar, however it shows up in your mind's eye, whatever makes sense for you. Please envision these years surrounded by beautiful white light, by divine support from the galactics and the cosmic energies. Please see these years as opportunities for humanity to experience beautiful developments, beautiful rewards, beautiful new levels of success while we undergo very pivotal life changes. And you can visualize this white light not only around the energies of those years, but also around the globe, also around humanity, also whatever is calling to you, whatever you want to visualize. Because our collective consciousness is very strong, it's important that we are spiritual masters, that we step into being that energy of the spiritual adult, where we understand this is what's going on, this is what's in front of us, this is right on time, everything is happening for my best and highest good, everything is unfolding for the best and highest good of humanity. And when we bring in that energy, when we bring it in regularly and intentionally, we shift the trajectory. We shift what unfolds beyond what we could even know. So I invite you to do that now with the highest degrees of trust and faith, with a very deep connection to your personal power, to your higher self, to God, Source, Spirit, the universe, with supreme love for the planet, for humanity, for yourself, for your family. As the ride gets bumpy, as a lot is revealed and exposed, there will be millions in lower vibrating energies, and that's exactly where they are. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. It's not necessary to judge. Instead, it's important to also have a counterbalance of energy at a higher frequency. The places we can go to tap into peace, calm, trust, the places that we go in our higher selves and in our soul's essence that gives us strength and courage, as well as solutions, ideas, and ways forward. Because on the one hand, as we see the turmoil and the renovation take place, we're also going to open up to new pathways, new opportunities, new ways to live our life, new ways to understand what we can experience here on this planet. And this is where so many of you are the way showers. You are the leaders. Now, if you are in the Galactic Center, which is my free online platform where I share channeled messages. One of the messages that came through, I believe it was in July 2021, was that you are now the leaders and that we've been programmed and conditioned to look at various people in hierarchical structures as leaders. It's like, oh, I elected this person, or oh, I voted for this person, or oh, they're the CEO of this company, or oh, they're my boss, etc., right? There's always people who we look up to and who serve important roles for us. But at this time on the spiritual path and with the energy on the planet, what they shared with me is that now you're assessing, how many of these leaders have done their shadow work? How many of them have done any healing work? How many of them have focused on what they need to shift in themselves or how they can raise their consciousness? Are they going home at the end of the day and looking back on their day and assessing, you know, maybe I need to operate from a higher consciousness and I'm going to do some Reiki on this. So I'm going to do some work on that. Now, granted, there might be some people here and there, but this is where there has been a split and a separation, because those who have been doing the work, you've been doing the healing work, you've been becoming more conscious, you've lived through multiple dark nights of the soul, you've gone into some very hard things, you've experienced turmoil and challenges, and it's been really rough, you have raised the vibration in your life. You have brought in more light. You have done the work. And now it's leading to these rewards and this self-recognition that you're the leader now. You're the leader of your life, as you've always been. But don't discount what you've done, because it also is what separates us, the 5D from the 3D. These energies, it can be difficult because they don't mix the further we go. They just don't intermingle. It's wildly uncomfortable. And what came through in these channel messages is that give the power you feel to yourself, meaning maintain your own energy and don't redirect it to someone else because of a title, because of a role, because of where they are in their profession. That is no demonstration of their true energy. And now in these new experiences, it is about energy more than others may even know. And it's these energies that matter. And so many of you are the new leaders. And maybe you're not elected, your name isn't on a ballot, or you're not at the top of the hierarchy of a company, but that's not important in what we're building and where we're going next. That's very much part of the older experience, if you will, or the previous experience that absolutely served a purpose, because from the higher spiritual perspectives, everything serves a purpose. Everything has value of some sort. But so many of you are moving beyond it. You already have. Maybe you have a decade ago or years ago. So we're no longer giving power, energy, or attention to these older energy systems that don't serve us in what we're creating and where we're going next. It's because you've done the work. It's because you've had your own experiences with Pluto and with big transformations that you've earned your stripes. You know, you've really stepped into more of your own gifts and your power and your sense of self. That's what humanity needs now. Humanity needs more individuals empowered at a personal level based on your own unique energy. And that's how you're going to tap into success, happiness, peace, joy, and more as these bigger energies unfold. So it's a very big time, and we can handle it, and we are ready for it because we came here for it. And when you are aware of it at that level of your consciousness, the big world changes are going to be felt. You know, we're all going to go through some things, but it's not going to rock and roll you off balance. You'll come back to your center point, come back to your balance point, and really know more of who you are and why you're here. Very important time, very big time. And the gifts of astrology is that we can see the timing of it. We can see what's coming up and the potentials that are around the corner. And then we can be ready as best as we can to take it from there. So I hope this has been helpful in giving you a heads up on why these number of years are significant and a big deal. Please check out the previous podcast episodes I've done on these topics, as well as the 4 videos on the USA chart, as well as you can see the cycles of energies as they have unfolded for the past 200 years or so. In the meantime, we are here together. We are doing this together. And there are millions of people on the planet now who have a very high vibrating energy, who are very conscious, very aware, and very empowered. And this is where we are all creating the new earth. So I am grateful for your connection and your presence. I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for a new podcast episode. Please check out the Galactic Center. You can sign up for free below this podcast. That's where I share channeled messages from my guides. And I hope they deeply resonate with you, what you've been going through, what you've been experiencing, as well as some of the beautiful gifts that are going to open up and be possible for us as we move through this decade. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back here soon, and I'm so grateful that we're experiencing this wild ride together. I'll see you soon.